I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report, putting wildlife education into the classrooms of West Virginia's public schools, all part of the mission of the DNR's Project Wild. I'll tell you a little more about it coming up in a moment. Art Shomo at the DNR says Project Wild got its start more than 30 years ago, and today has evolved into classroom resource material for the state's educators.
Project Wild has been around, basically began back in the mid-1980s. It's an education program which emphasizes wildlife.
The idea to create some simple educational tools to give classroom students some very basic knowledge about our state's wildlife, particularly as we advance into a time that fewer and fewer are learning about it on their own.
There's activity guides of various types and ages. There's a Project Wild, which is the original one, that all the activities in it involve wildlife. And then they came up with an Aquatic Project Wild a few years later. Of course, similar thing, but they dealt with aquatic habitats and aquatic wildlife. And then eventually, back around 2000, just right after that, they developed a Growing Up Wild. This is for preschool children.
Program is available to any teacher across the state.
We do a teacher training. It's a teacher training program where we go out and teach teachers how to teach them their kids about these activities. Like the Project Wild Guide has something like 120 activities in it, all about wildlife. And the activities, some of them are active activities where the kids become black bears and they got to go out and get little food cards, which are like construction paper colored, different colors for different kinds of food. And they learn that there's only so much food out there, that a habitat can only support so many bears, what kind of food a bear does actually eat.
Shomo says it's a resource, not a curriculum.
If a teacher can see that this will fit in with their curriculum they're teaching, then fine, they can do this activity for 15 or 20 minutes, and it helps teach what they're supposed to be teaching anyway.
And he says while it's available for any student at any level, it's evolved into basically a grade school program.
Over the years, we found out that basically, the high school students didn't really use it much at all because they've got their own specific things they're teaching more. Occasionally, it's used in an environmental science class in the high school, like an elective class. And it does get into some about wildlife management, about timber management and things like that.
So if you're a teacher and you want to know more about Project Wild, then give Art a call at the DNR. He's at the South Charleston office, 304-558-2771. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.